Hey, welcome back to a Fistful Podcast. I am your host that reveals the most, aka your favorite sister, Sister Chrissy Christ. And I want to say thank you so much for tuning in with me, old and new listeners. I appreciate your support and your listenership all together. And welcome to a Fistful Podcast. Tonight, I have a special audio recording from a Facebook live video. So if you want to see the video, be sure to go to Sister Chrissy Christ on Facebook and subscribe, follow, share, like, you know, and tune in with me every Friday night for a live episode. So this episode is about bringing it out in our friends. Why? Because as much as we would like to bring it out in our goals and begin with ourselves, we still need to bring things out of our friends to see who's real, who's fake, who has our best interests, or who's just around just for the benefit of them. So join me and listen and tune in to this special episode that was recorded Friday night via live Facebook. Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. Hey, you. Did you know that you can enter into a Fistfuls Podcast email drawing now that we are partnered with Zippy Screen? Click the link in the show notes or in my bio on Facebook, IG, or Twitter at Author Chrissy and click Zippy Screen to subscribe via email for your chance to win $250 as my top listener every month, y'all. So be sure to follow for more videos and episode releases via Facebook, IG, and Twitter to stay connected with me. And I thank you for your support and your listenership. So let's stay connected, y'all. And I thank you so much for tuning in with me each and every Monday and Friday nights. Stay blessed and encouraged. So, good evening, and welcome to a Fistful Podcast. I am your host that reveals the most, your favorite sister, Chrissy Christ. And tonight is a live episode on Facebook. It's going to be episode 4 of season 7. And last week we went over about bringing him out in our goals. We talked about bringing him out in us. And I also gave y'all the rundown for the intro. I'm not going to stay on here long because I actually have to be on the road going to Atlanta right now. So this is going to be short, brief, simple, straight to the point. Tonight we're going to discuss bringing him out in our friends. And the reason for that is because we're going to bring him out in every area of our lives. Not just in us, not just in our goals, not just around us and the people in us and family. We also talk about family. But we're going to also discuss friends. Friends is a part of our lives. Work colleagues is a part of our lives. We have different dreams that we want to accomplish as well that we have visions for. We can't explain them, but we have them. So that's a part of our lives. So tonight is friends. And remember, Monday and Friday is going to be a different topic. It's going to be something we are bringing these infirmities out. So, tonight is friends. And I'm going to read what friends is from my perspective. Because everybody has their different meanings of friends. And what a friend is. And what they expect from a friend. And why they expect this and that. And all of that good things. But in reality, a friend is a simple companion. So, from page 40 in my first book, Shifted from Prayers. And the reason why I said friends, because people don't want to do for you unless it benefits them. Let's be honest. But for me, I feel like it doesn't matter if you have or have not experienced something for yourself, or if you want to benefit from something, that's the only time you help somebody or be their friend or call yourself their friend. No. But a friend slash companion
is not someone that needs qualifications before they offer you guidance or help. A friend is just a friend, the one who is ready and equipped within self to see a need in someone and is prepared to fix it with sincere goals and an adulterated heart of good intentions. A friend doesn't have to ask for certain things for the task to be done. I just said that. A friend does not have to always benefit from helping you. That's absurd. A companion is a magnanimous individual putting others' needs before their own. They don't pick what to deal with or pick sides. They will give you the genuine truth to set in stone and help you with less discussion about you. See, some friends, they help you, but they also discuss you. And they also discuss the help that they just gave you. Am I right or am I right? But a true friend is a selfless person, and they will give you the honest truth to your right or your wrong. And that's the general aspect of being a friend, at least for me. That's completely what I think of a friend, because I think of a friend as someone that's someone in the area of mindset like I have. When I'm a friend to somebody, and if I call you a friend, that means I don't expect anything in return because you are my friend. That's what it's for. That's how you build relationships. That's how you build friendships. It's through trust. So that's how you build relationships and friendships through God and Jesus Christ himself. You have to trust them to do that work. So if you trust them and you start to build your own relationship with them and get to know God for yourself, then you would know and be able to identify who's a friend to you and who's not a friend. Things will become more clear when you identify your relationship and try to fix your relationship with him versus the friends first. See, when you fix it with him first, he's going to align who's ever around you anyway. He's going to align everything in your path and everything you have going on, including people. So why not fix that first and bring him out so that he can bring these friends out and expose who the real ones and who the fake ones? I'm just saying. But we don't do that. We keep friends around because we call them a friend because of history. I said that on episode 3. We keep people around in our lives because of history. And just like history, slavery history, that's still a sensitive topic. But any kind of history can be abolished. It does not matter. You cannot get complacent. You cannot get used to the way someone treats you, all because of who their title is, or all because of who they are in your life, or what position they play in your life, or what role they play in your life. You cannot get addicted, adapted, or comfortable with the way they treat you. So you need to bring him out so that he will bring them out, and he will show you who's there for you and who's not there for you. And I'm not going to be on his long, so let me finish up this passage right quick. So just as we all do, just like a friend, we're quick to give others advice, but don't chew the same words spoken for ourselves. That's what a friend would do too. The real ones will take heed to what they give you, the advice they give you. But the ones that don't really care so much, they just round for the benefit of them, or they just round because they know it's you and you a good person. Yeah, they don't. I can bet you any amount of money, the advice a friend have given you, they have never taken it for themselves. And if they have, they didn't let you know it didn't work out or if it failed or not, because guess why? They gave it to you. And they probably knew it was going to fail, but they gave it to you anyway because they don't really consider you a friend the way you consider them to be a friend. That's not a friend. But moving right along, it doesn't sound right in our minds when we think about the right thing to do. But it's when we hear ourselves speaking out loud to others, it's when it really resonates and set in with us. So some things, some advice that we tell people don't sound right. It ain't going to sound right. especially if it's right. If it's the right advice, it's not going to sound right, because sometimes people don't want to hear right. They want to hear what they want to hear. They want to hear that what's going to comfort them in that particular moment, at that particular time that they're feeling the way they feel. They want to hear something to justify what happened to them in that moment and why they feel the way they do. But moving forward, I want to let you know about change. Change can be a great thing. So when we start changing people and we start changing the way we live and we start changing the lifestyle that we live in, and we also start changing and adjusting the people that's in our lives, changing them out, changing them around, wherever. But it's when you actually start to make that change is when it counts. So with that being said, let me fill you in on change. Change is good. Change is rare. Change is uncomfortable. Change is growth. If you want anything, any situation, or anyone to change, you must start with you. That's why we start bringing him out in us first for the proper healing. See, when we start with us, everything else around us aligns with us. But it starts with us first. So we bring him out in us first so that he can properly start the proper healing for us to bring out the other things and other people around us. Starts with you. So if you want to be the example of a doer of what you want to see change and others along with everything else, then you're going to have to make some harsh decisions. And I wouldn't even say harsh. I would say to the point to where you know you're going to have to get rid of some people. You're going to have to cut some people off. And sometimes we don't want to do that because of the history. How long we known them. How long they've been in our lives. How much we have been through with them. The off and ons, the comebacks, the long distance, the hey girl, you always there when I pick up, or hey, you. Sometimes it's not always about that. I mean, sometimes you end up hurting yourself staying in these friendships that have really deteriorated over time. You end up hurting yourself in the long run. I'm trying to hold on to people that really don't want to mean you any good. They don't want to see you elevate. They don't want to see you grow. They don't want to see you know more than them. And you end up damaging your own self trying to hold on to a friendship or any kind of relationship that's not for you. And obviously God's trying to pull you away from it. He's trying to tell you, hey, this is not for you. You are outgrowing them. See, that's what happens. When you start your relationship with God and you start to get to know him and he starts to elevate you, you start to outgrow people. You start to outgrow things. You start to elevate to a different level. Like I was saying in other episode, another live last week, you elevate. Even in spiritual, you elevate. People are on different levels. But that's something that has to do with your own personal relationship with him yourself. That's why the spirituality levels are different. It's not a competition. It's not about who gets to know God first. No, you always have things to learn about him each and every day. You think it stops at the Bible? Oh, no. Once you continue that relationship forever. He is eternal. Ain't no stopping just because you finish reading the Bible. It don't stop. That's a continuous relationship. That's a day-by-day, living-by-day relationship. So that's going to be the longest relationship you ever have in your life. Honestly, that's going to be the longest one. So you know what I'm doing? And what I want you to do? I want you to continue to learn for yourself. I want you to continue to read for yourself. Find the things that you want to know about God and do your own research. Read the Bible, but read it for what it's worth. Take heed to the words. And if you don't understand something, don't be afraid to ask for help. There's more than you that did not understand the Bible when they first started reading out. Trust me, I'm one of them. I know. And if you listen to my podcast, listen to, you read a blog, you will know. But I love that because everything that I learn or everything that I take heed to and I can relate to, I share it with y'all. So, but it don't stop with me. It don't even start with me. I'm just inspiring you to start your own journey with him. I'm just here to inspire you to, hey, if she can do it, I can do it. And I don't give out, have you noticed, I don't give out that much information when I do read or when I do lives or when I do my podcast episode. I don't give out that much information. I don't give out that many scriptures either to what I'm reading about or from what I've learned from. Because I want you to go searching for yourself. I give you enough inspiration to make you want to be like, dang, what is she talking about? So that's what I want you to do. I want you to just continue to take in preacher's word, taking the elder's word, taking the ministry's word. I get it. Everybody has a message. And I'm not saying it's not okay to listen. It's very much okay to listen. You don't get too old and big-headed where you can't listen to nobody. You always listen. But even when you're listening to them and they're putting out their messages, that don't mean you cannot go and look it up yourself. Read it yourself. Take heed to it to yourself and make your own. Make it relate to you. Make it relate to you so much that you start to implement it into your own daily lifestyle. And I guarantee you, you're going to begin to meditate on things. You're going to begin to see things more clearly. You're going to be doing things out of the ordinary that you ain't never done before. But guess why? Because you're going to start picking up things and you're going to start reading things for yourself. That's a part of growing your relationship with them. When you start to know the word, you start doing the word. And when you start doing the word, that means you're adding it to your life, your daily life of living. It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a habit. It's no longer a bad habit. It's not even compared to a bad habit. It's just a good habit to add prayer and to add time with him to your daily life. Like, you can't take 10, 15 minutes. You get a break, lunch break. I don't know. You get breaks throughout the day. You can take some time. So, what I want to say, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, is that whatever people, whoever you have in your life, that's not, you're starting to begin to feel distant from them. You're starting to notice the pullaways or the fallouts are getting worse, or, you know, you notice a little envy here and there, and you start to hold certain things to yourself, and you no longer can have those type of conversations with them no more, or they just become different altogether. That is the time to actually sit down with God and be like, Lord, I don't know what you want me to see. But whatever you're trying to get me to see from this person or whatever this situation or relationship we have, please show me. I'm willing to know if this person or this thing is right for my life, especially with you on the path that you're on now to get closer to him and to know him better. You want to detach yourself from negative things and people, and that don't mean you no good. You want to detach from the bad as you go in your journey, the deeper you go. So, I prepared a little speech for y'all, and it's called I'm Learning. And you can find it in my book, my first book, Shifted from Pain to Prayers. I will pull it up and show y'all what page it's on, but if you go to Amazon.com and search Chrissy Anderson, you'll see both of them. But it's coming from Shifted from Pain to Prayers. It's called I'm Learning. Nowadays, the devil sees you making positive changes, and he will send anyone and anything your way to distract you. He works hard against you, so you have to stay 10 toes ahead of him, but not sharing your goodness God is dealing you. I think of it as playing spades. Never let the enemy know the cards God has dealt you to do better. God is your partner through it all. Without him, your whole life can be reshuffled before your eyes, while the devils sit across from you rejoicing in your failures or your lacking of your books. And I need all my books, especially in spades. I don't know about y'all playing spades. Playing spades, baby. I need all my books, I'm telling you. So if God dealt me all 13 cards, you best believe I ain't finna show my hand to no devil sent across for me. Because they don't need to know, but they need to know I'm finna get these books, though. And you best believe whatever God dealt me in my life, I'm gonna triumph. I'm gonna get through. And I'm gonna get through and get all these books too. So remember that when you go through something, God is your partner going through. He's not your enemy. He's not always a disciplinary. See, some people look at God as a primary disciplinary, but he's not. God has more compassion and more grace and mercy than you ever know. So that's what kind of withdraw people from him or believing in him or even going to him about anything or asking him for help or seeking him on their own because they think he's a primary disciplinary. No, he's not. I mean, he ain't gonna spare the rod, but disciplinary primarily? Nah. He's not. So I'm learning to be encouraged when obstacles come my way. And I want y'all to be more open-minded when obstacles come your way. And stop thinking you can do it on your own, because you can't. Even with these friends, even with your family, even with yourself. Do you know you infirm? Yeah, let me tell you this before I get out of here. Even though we're releasing all these infirmities in season 7, this is actually going to be the finale. I don't know why I'm going over this with y'all, but I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Just a smidge of it. But even though we're bringing out our personal infirmity so to be a better person this season, each episode we're bringing out a particular thing in us or around us or, you know, something that we're dealing with and don't want to be brought to light. But everything in the dark is brought to the light. So, even if you feel like that's a dark space in you that you had covered up, it's going to come to the light. But you can find yourself being a top influencer or inspiration in somebody else's life and give them all the advice they can get through when they are going through something. But when it's you and you're trying to be your own person, you're trying to help yourself through and speak to yourself about something when you know you can't do it on your own. But we try. We try to speak life in us. We try to, you know, be our own resource. But we're not. See, that's the gift of being infirm. Is that you can help somebody else through something, but you can't always help yourself get out of something. And when you know you have that type of infirmity, you know who you need. You know. See, it's called when your cup runneth over, because you done spilled all of your goodness to everybody else. But you don't know what they received from you to feel better, to get through. You don't know what they received from you to make it out of that situation that you have them through. So how can you help yourself get through something and try to give yourself what you gave them when you don't even know what they received from you to get out of what they was going through? And that's the beauty of it, because your cup has emptied. And now you need to get your refill. And that's a part of your refill, because you're infirm to refill your own cup. You can't refill your own cup. When your well run dry, you know who to go to. Stop it. I used to be like that too. For years back, I used to help everybody. I still do. I mean, but I know now that when I'm done helping everybody, I know who to go to refill myself so that I can continue, come back and continue to help everybody. See, that's the beauty of being that person with the strong person. That's the beauty of being that person that's always the go-to person. Because I may help you go through something, but I know who's going to help me so that I can help you again. And I can keep helping you. You get what I'm saying? Y'all get what I'm saying? Well, tune in with me Monday night. We're going to go into that a little bit deeper because that's going to be a good episode. I can't wait. So, move forward. You are the only one who can decide what you want to do next. So, are you going to play or throw in the towel? I'm a play. I like play. I like to take risks. Well, I didn't used to, but now I do. With God on my side, I can do anything. I can do all things. So, yeah, I would take all the risks with him. You better take the risk too. Sure. You ain't going. Okay. So, you have to learn to see those obstacles as an indication of a fresh move from God. Now, what are you going to do with it? So, every obstacle that comes your way, you can't. Don't be feeling down about it. Don't be feeling down like, oh, it's just another something I'm going through. Nah, take it as a chance. Take it as another step to get to know him better. Take it as another step to get to trust him again. Take it as a higher step to trust him even more, to develop more trust for him. Take it as another opportunity to allow yourself to grow this relationship and actually do the work. You can't just have a relationship with somebody and say you know somebody and, you know, and not do the work. That's like me. I'm going outside right now. I'm finna go to Atlanta for an author convention. And I walk in the room with all these beautiful black authors, just like me. And I say, oh, I know you, girl. You be on my Facebook, da, da, da. We don't have no relationship. But I'm sitting there saying, girl, I know you. But just because I know you, that don't mean we have a relationship. So just by you saying, oh, I know God. I know who Jesus is. But do you have a relationship? Moving on. So I am going to be content with this hand and play it out so that my better hand will come. I will not complain and throw in the towel because I know if I hold out a little longer, God is going to give me the victory in every circumstances and he's going to get the glory. So, what we gonna do, and I'm gonna close this out for tonight because I really gotta get on the road, y'all. I'm sorry. We're gonna say this prayer right quick. Bow your head wherever you are. Wherever you are. Whatever you're doing. And we're gonna say, thank you, Lord, for humbling us to be content with whatever hand you deal me or deal us. Thank you for giving us the heart not to complain and throw in the towel, but the strength to keep praying and playing to reach victory. We thank you for the mindset to seek you as our partner through it all. And we trust you and we love you with all our hearts. Above, we put you above no one else. I don't. You better not either. Amen. Amen. So as I learn to be encouraged, I hope that you guys are learning to be encouraged as well. And I pray that you stay encouraged, stay blessed, stay sweet, and start your journey. Don't be afraid. Everybody say you got a lifetime, but really, what time? How much time? Nobody knows how much time. We just got time, and we sitting around here wasting time. The longer you choose not to.